You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Professional wrestling superstar, champion, entrepreneur, author, and show host. The Big Guy Ryback feeds you more interviews, more stories, more information, and more laughs than ever before. Let's go! Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback. Starts now.
Welcome to Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback. I am the Big Guy Ryback, and today, this is going to be a fun one, guys. I can't wait for you to listen to this. I got Faiza Ramouni on the show. Ramouni, as I told her I would do the intro for this, who met a couple years ago, and we're going to talk about that story here coming up. I finally got to meet her in Chicago when I was down there with Feed Me More Nutrition, finalizing the whole deal, the supplement fulfillment company, with all of that, and eating at a nice Muslim restaurant. And we're gonna talk a little bit about relationships, social media, accountability, the negativity, and just holding ourselves responsible, essentially, and everything that she does. She's a wonderful woman, and you guys can give her a follow as well. Expired and Fabulous. We put that at the end. But ladies and gentlemen, Faiza Ramouni.
Hi.
I was concerned. This is the first time. Was there anything on your phone set? Because it kept like trying to ring and it kept hanging up on me.
No. I don't know
about that. I feel like you were blocked. You had my Skype account blocked.
Oh, I blocked you. That's funny.
I wouldn't put it
past. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm 46 hours almost in on a fast, so if I go blank and need you to carry the show, you got to know when to take over here.
If I hear the thump, I will take over from there.
I love how you come on the show and instantly it's how am I doing? It's like instead of me asking you how you're doing.
I'm so used to doing that. The first time we met, what did I interviewed you.
You take over the conversation. Like you're very, very powerful, authoritative figure.
Well, I'm going to take a back seat here to you. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm really excited to have this conversation. I will say,
we talk a bit, but you've been really busy. So it's as have I. But I finally got to meet you. I think we got to tell people. So for people that don't know who you are, the wrestling community, you are a wrestling fan. And you stalked me, is that correct, on the Instagram story?
So this is what you like to tell yourself, and I will let you live with that.
This is our second date, by the way, for everybody. This is our second date.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, here we are. You know, it's I discovered you actually. I was very familiar with your work, but I discovered you coincidentally on a Instagram Live at a time where Instagram kind of like would say, hey, you might want to check out this person's live. So we must have had somebody that we knew that would even happen. So fate was just like, get these two fuckers together.
I remember that. And because you messaged something, you're like, hey, you're not as dumb as you look. Or isn't that what you said? Hey, you actually offer some valuable insight for a dumb looking guy.
I don't even know if I took it that far, but I think I definitely I must have said something like that you were very smart. Yeah, that you were very, very smart. Yeah.
I just remember there was something. It wasn't to that degree, but I remember like I do get that a lot. I get that when I go into grocery stores, Pfizer, if I'm like looking for stuff, my face goes to like dumb mode where I'm just relaxed, and I guess I just got a dumb looking face. Where people are like, are you okay? Like, are you confused? It's never like, hey, do you want any help? It's like, are you confused, sir?
Well, I think we all have dumb looking faces then, because that shit happens to me quite often. I'm ashamed to say how many times that might happen.
Really?
Yeah, where some people just, you know, I think we all get at this moment where there's just so much going through our minds that we can have a moment where you just get like stagnant and you're there. And I think it's people notice that you're just a fucking pillar. So somebody's bound to ask, hey, you good? It's like, yeah, no, I am. I'm just thinking about the 12 other things running through my anxiety right now.
Yeah, I tend to just forget. I'm also, though, I'm like just comfortable wherever I'm at and I just forget other people are around. So it's like when I do.
Oh, you go into your own world.
Yeah, I like zone out, or like whenever, even like the YouTube videos, eating. Like I'm not imagining eating in front of thousands of people. It's like I'm just eating in my house, and I zone out almost, where I'm not conscious of it. And I have poor habits. Whereas like if I was out eating at a nice Muslim restaurant with you, then you know I would be a little more polite, more manners.
Well, you were very polite. I will say, I do remember that outing. Very polite. I don't think the Arabs have seen like, oh, he's very nice. My goodness. Everything was thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Like, I don't think they've heard that many fucking thank yous in one sentence.
We finally got to meet because we did the Instagram. We've talked forever. And like, because to tell people what you do exactly, I just consider you a relationship expert.
I'm a relationship strategist. I've helped people for 11 years now kind of find their way and ask the questions that'll get them deeper answers through various relationship issues, whether that be with intimate relationships, family, friends, coworkers, looking through to be more bold and fearless in their aspirations and goals. I started doing that in a sense of just bringing that to social media, which allowed me to use comedy to kind of discuss a lot of different various relationship issues, cultural issues. And using that platform and that avenue has given me an opportunity to discuss a lot of things that need to be discussed and touch on a lot of taboos. So I definitely love what I do, and I'm very grateful for it on a daily.
I think that's one of the things that I think why we get along so well is we both like to laugh. And you all obviously in like with the Muslim community and like have a very strong following and from a cultural background and breaking down walls and different things and cultural upbringings for a lot of people and whatnot. But you're very smart because in this day and age on social media too, you have to get your message across and to like, you got to have some form of entertainment, I feel like. And not always, there's a lot of people that don't, but I feel like you have that comedic, like you're a comedian at heart, I feel like also, or at least like I tell myself I am, but I'm not a comedian. I laugh at my own stuff, but where you enjoy using comedy to transport your messages, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. I think comedy will always give you the ability to really touch on the subjects that would otherwise be something people would kind of tiptoe around. You know, it's always been used that way, I think, since the ancient Greek times. So I just think people, I think I have an understanding of that concept. And so I'm just very happy to use it because it does make people, if we can laugh about it, we can look at it and we might be able to start a conversation for change, you know, whether that be through relationships or, as I said, cultural differences, traditions, practices, beliefs. It does, it opens a great avenue to discuss that.
Absolutely. And do you think too, like I get it all the time, do you think you could be like, and obviously it's like, for me it's not a thing, but would you want to ever be a comedian, like a traveling comedian? Because I get that all the time. And I was like, no, I'd have to stop everything to go do that. Do you have any, like, is there any interest? Because, I mean, you're really, really funny.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been asked that so many times, and I have always said that just I'm not a stand-up comic, and it's just I value and respect what they do so much. I could never have the courage to do that. I'm not ashamed to say that I don't have that courage.
Really?
And I think that here's the thing. It's never in a sense of like putting myself down, like, oh, I can't do that. It's in a way of just, that takes a level of courage I don't have. I wouldn't have a problem. It's strange because I wouldn't have a problem sitting on the stage and ever talking to people. I've sat to talk to rooms and I don't feel ever like, oh gosh, I can't do this. But to stand up there, stand and maybe talk, have a mic and walk back and forth to have a entertain people. God, if I see one person just sitting there with a long face, like just one Arab lady wearing a hijab, like with this look on her face, like just sit down, stupid, you know, oh, I'm done. It's like mic drop. Goodbye, folks.
It's a whole other thing too. Like to go there and people are expecting you to make them laugh rather than if
you're
going there to
give. Yeah, it's just a whole level of pressure. I couldn't do like. Sitting down to give my 2 cents, that's easy. You know, that's fucking easy. Have me sit down and talk about like particular subjects about the culture, traditions, or relationships. Oh, easy. Just easy breezy. And if we laugh about it, great. And that's good because that's just part of who I am, being able to laugh about things that are otherwise serious. So I can bring that. So maybe if somebody brought a couch and sat it down and just said, here, just talk. It's like, That I could do. Let's just get on the subject and let's go.
Yeah, no, that's too where you can have a conversation and then just pepper in your comedic timing and like that's where
absolutely.
And there's no expectations and then it's really funny. But like if people pay and they go in and they're like, this bitch better make me laugh. And then they're already like expecting, the expectations are really high. And then it's just like, you got to go. It's a whole different ballgame. I mean, you got to write sets. And I know like the buddy Dolph Ziggler does it. And they all start out with 5-minute sets and then some of them start out with more than that and 10, 15, 20. But I mean, can you imagine having to do like an hour show like that? That's, and again, a lot of those guys get their show and they keep a format to it and you tell a story once. And I've been to like Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle, man, those guys, it's incredible what they do.
Oh, genius.
Just one laugh after the
it's
other.
Just a whole laugh. Hats off, hijabs off. Heels off to anybody who does it, you know, shit. I admire them, you know, I couldn't, but.
And so we finally met because we've talked for a couple years and just always remained like friends that have never met through just that one Instagram. Instagram brought what a great story of two people. And we've had great conversations over the years and finally got to meet when I went to Chicago for everything with Feed Me More Nutrition there, when I outside there of St. Charles, and then met you at the, what was the name of the restaurant?
It was El Bouadi.
Yes. I can't repeat. I can't say that name.
Yeah. I don't worry. You're good. You can try though.
I enjoyed it. We were there for a long time. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the things I kept pointing out to you was what I really appreciated in you seeing, and I think I even called it out several times, was how there was nobody was rushing you to get the fuck out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like, all right, here's the bill. Just when you're ready, best don't take your time. Best take your time. Just leave. Yeah. And you just go, you know, it's like they left you there until you physically were like, hey, I'll take the check. And I think that's just a testament to how beautiful the culture is, that they're not trying to kick you out there. You know, they may want that fucking money, but they're going to inflate their prices of the food anyway. So just take your time, sit and enjoy yourself. So I appreciated that you were able to see that it wasn't a constant question of whether or not you wanted your check so that you can get the fuck out and make room for other people.
No, it was, I had a great time. I'm glad we finally got to get together and you getting recognized for you. Cause you got a strong following on social media and then on YouTube as well. And Instagram with everything you do. And then the server, the woman recognizing you. And then I'm looking, they're like, hey, you recognize me? And then she's just like, fuck off. But getting advice from you, and I was just sitting and just watching in awe. This girl, she was younger, looked up to you like in a way. I was like, whoa, like you've truly have helped her just by her listening to you. And then she hooked us up with hookah after.
Yeah, she did. She definitely hooked us up. Yeah, it's always humbling. I mean, to have anybody in any situation look up to you and see you as a beacon of hope for. You know, change. I think you get that the same way in what you do, and whether it be on your podcast or on your YouTube channel as a wrestler. I mean, everybody sees someone as like, they serve as an image of what they can be and what the answers that they need. And so I'm always humbled to be able to give that wherever we go. And then, hey, the hookah was just, the added, you know, incentive to it.
It's a good lesson, though. It's like, because when you're good to people, though, good things come back. Like, can you, if you would have been snobby to her or been a bitch to her, and like, hey, look, I'm with the big guy Ryback, hon. It's just something ridiculous, or like, you know, copped an attitude. And then when you said later on, you're like, hookah, and I'm not a hookah guy. I had no clues in the middle of Chicago where we could have got hookah. And then the girl, it was like, just gave this whole, brought a whole thing over of, from one of the other places. And I was just like, what a perfect example of when you're good to people, good things happen.
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you, that goes for every single person and absolutely something we should all practice. But I especially know as a, you know, as a Muslim Arab woman, I know how hard it is in our culture to reach out to ask for help on anything, yeah, because we are a culture that encourages privacy. So for anyone to reach out to me and especially to come up to my table and be like, hey, this is happening, that's very difficult. So I'm always going to open my doors to that because I know how much, you know, how much vulnerability that took in the first place coming from that culture.
Absolutely. And I did, I got to experience it being there with you, and like, you were, yeah, dressed. I feel like you looked fantastic. You dressed up, not dressed up, but like, I was in my damn athletic clothes because that's what I wear 99% of the time, unless like for the trip, I didn't even bring, I think I did bring jeans and a nice shirt for the dinner before with you. I'm completely ass backwards. I wear my nice clothes out when I go to dinner with the team that I met for the fulfillment, all guys. That, and then when I go have lunch with the lovely Muslim Faiza, I wear my sweatpants and sweater.
Oh, stop.
My buddy, all, they go, way to dress up, asshole. And I go, no, we're just friends. We were just going out to enjoy a nice Muslim lunch. But,
well, yeah, I mean, I'm always like, you know, I'm always about dressing up just because you never know if you see somebody you don't like, you know, and I just never want them to walk away with an image of me looking shitty, you know, so.
No, but I got to say, because I'm reading a book called Judgment Detox by, yeah, Gabrielle Bernstein, which she's actually just getting her booked on the show in March here finally. Amazing, nice book. But talking about judgment, like, we're all, everyone's judgmental, but understanding it and like learning how to shift out of it and replacing it with love, compassion, and forgiveness, and understanding what, how it triggers us and things of that nature. But like, I got to experience that in there, like with the other Muslim, there was one or two different Muslim women, like with the dirty looks that you were telling me about and different things. I was like, it's just like, to me, it's things I would never even think about, but it's like that you, in that culture that you have to deal with, and we're all judgmental, but there's some like severe judgment going on, I feel like, with that.
You know, here's the thing. I think that there's a lot of judgment in our culture, in our community, yeah, because of, you know, the way, I think that there's still an adjustment to the type of woman I am and for women like me in a culture that is very patriarchal. I mean, that is a fact. I don't know why so many people in this culture fucking argue that shit. It's very strange to me because it's very evident. So there's always this kind of judgment. And I think a lot of times some of the women in this culture jump on the beliefs of the men, yeah, because they just want to be, they want to avoid the hardship of what comes with fighting that yep, whatever belief is stumbling through their fucking stupid ass heads. So I think it's just, of course, there's always going to be looks. Of course, there's always going to be judgments, but how I've learn to deal with it is just by accepting that, because I look at the source and where they're coming from. I think a lot more people need to do that. When you really look at what is driving this person's motives, where are they coming from? A belief system that doesn't coincide with my own.
Yep.
So that's, I have to just leave you to your beliefs and me to mine. I'm not bothering you. Don't bother me. And we can live peacefully and, you know, exchange Christmas cards and shit.
Yeah. No, you're so right, you know? Though, but we do that. I see that. And that's something with me. I'm practicing this stuff that I'm learning, and it all takes practice of shifting of a negative mindset or things that can trigger us. And what, but like, I look at it like the whole thing with like how people eat, how judgmental, like the, you know, people that are vegetarian or vegan compared, and like people that are carnivore, and like they're, and I see people like, and I've had to unfollow some people on social media that I actually do like, but I just can't, I could see how judgmental they are. And I go, I just don't want to be around this, where I see people that are pushing the carnivore diet because they're selling stuff for it and like trying to tell everyone like this is the only way you should be eating and this and that. And like I've been 50 days or right around that vegetarian now and absolutely loving it and going for blood work. And I've read books on factory farming and think there's a huge issue here with a lot of things. But I understand also that you can't just tell people like, no, you need to be eating like this. It's everyone's on their own mm-hmm. journey and we got to try to be respectful mm-hmm. of that. And
absolutely.
It with you like in your culture and you bring that because people though and sometimes though when you talk about things and whenever somebody has to question their like the change they would have to make and from their level of being comfortable and it just like triggers and people get judgmental and it just causes mass chaos.
You're a podcast listener and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Yeah, because I mean, people are essentially kind of afraid of change.
Yeah,
I think that everybody gets into a very deep comfort zone of what they're familiar with. And nobody wants somebody to come in and fucking shake that shit up. And some people do because they want that change and they want things to be different and others really don't. So I think it's about just leading people to their journeys and kind of zigzagging away from the ones who deeply conflict with your own and that bring just like toxicity. Cause you know, that kind of energy can just, when people Rudy. Feel like they need to shove things down your throat, you know?
Absolutely. That's why I tell, like, and it's all energy. And when we take that's why I tell people too, in like with social media, like it's okay. We're all going to get triggered on things, but we have a choice. It's like the moment you stop and you like want to leave a negative comment or do something, like it's just a negative energy. And it's like, at the same time, I had to learn, like, because I want to be indestructible with this, because there's over 7 billion people. We're not going to, like, there's no way you're changing. We're changing everybody, and you can't control what other people are thinking. Where I go, I don't ever want to be bothered by anything. And I had to start practicing from the Gary Vaynerchuk, the love and compassion and having empathy and forgiveness to people when they leave really hateful comments, so that that hurt person who's trying to hurt me doesn't hurt me. And it takes time, and you got to do it over and over and over. And eventually, it like, gets really easy, just like anything else with practice. And that's, for me, is like what I've learned, like all this stuff that I've learned over the years, it's come in stages, but there was a gap for me on some things because I wasn't practicing it. I knew it, but I wasn't actually practicing it. I was like, man, I got all this ability. I could practice this stuff every day and get really good at it where nothing could bother me. And it's gotten to a point where it's tremendously helped me, but you just got to, it all comes to the end of the day. It comes down to practice. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, like anything, I mean, everything, emotions, habits, to break things, everything comes down to having to master it with practice. And let me tell you, like talking about the comments and shit, I mean, there are so many people in this world. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to vibe with what you're saying. Everybody has an opinion and everybody, it's like an asshole. Everybody thinks they need to say it. And that's fine. Say your opinion, but there comes a level of where you got to know yourself enough that they can't bother you. These are, a lot of times, anybody who leaves very negative comments, these are very miserable, angry people that just have something to say.
They're looking for
an
argument.
Found your page. Yeah, I mean, because they want to like kind of let it off. I mean, but just
they want to distract themselves from their lives, because if they're not arguing, they have to then look in the mirror and say, well, why am I not happy? Why am I not
100%?
And that's what, we have distractions all around us, and social media is combines a lot of different things, which is, and there's a lot of, like, I love it. Like, there's so much good to it, but it really is. It is a weapon of mass distraction, as I call it. If you don't understand yourself, and these people get on there, they're looking, they're scrolling. And then rather than just feeling good, because they can't feel good, they can't look at somebody doing good and being successful, which I talked about this today, in celebrating in people's success, because it keeps your energy good and it allows you to actually welcome more success to yourself. But you got to practice that as well, because oftentimes we'll see someone doing good and we're like, fuck them. And like, because that's what humans, it takes practice and effort. So they can't even do that because it makes them feel bad. So then they look at other things or they comment on it and they want to argue to try to bring that person down. And that's where I think we just got to learn to like, you got to overcome it with love and compassion and forgiveness, and not, or just like mute and block them, not engage at all. But it's,
Yeah, I love what the fuck you just said about the weapons of mass distraction. Like, you need to, like, put that on a quilt or some shit. That is so good.
Make a note of that.
That's exactly what it is. It's a fucking weapon of mass distraction. I feel like we have, I just talked about this actually in my latest blog post about having that dopamine fix that you needed. And the more distracted you get, the more excited you get, and it's stimulated. You look forward in the next thing. And that's why people are easily bored and looking for some shit to talk about, because nobody wants to look at themselves.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, of course, love, compassion. I mean, I handle it with a level of sarcasm too, because I just think that sometimes, you know, well, I'm just fucking petty. So there we are.
No, I've had to learn too, Faiza, to cut down, because I used to respond to negative comments in a funny way, which was actually the opening, because that's the comedian in me and the wrestler wanting to have fun. But it would actually, what happened, it was bringing more negative attention that I realized over time, where I was like, I just got it in the Gary thing. I just had to start practicing. And like, because a lot of people can't separate that, and where I leave my comedy to other things. But I'm the same way. Trust me.
That makes sense.
But I learned too, like when the really hurtful ones come in, you got to like, that's where, when I'll respond to something in a very loving, kind way, that's my way of diffusing it so it doesn't bother me. Where I get like, if something maybe does trigger me a little, and I was like, well, that triggered me. And then, but I could block them or mute them, and it's over with. But I was like, I'm going to try to help this person because it's going to make me feel better. And then it totally diffuses it where I don't hold on to that negative energy at all. It's just a little tactics. But the more you do it, the more you actually really see like how screwed up people are. Because nobody doing good. Like, man, you give somebody $1 billion, you think they're going to go around leaving negative comments?
Yeah.
Like, maybe. Like, if they don't have anything else to do. But usually if you do, you're going to be pretty busy blowing that money.
It's a bunch of fucking bored people just not wanting to take the time to self-reflect. And you know, in a lot of cases, it's really kind of sad. I mean, I've had some people who were really big haters at one point come back to me and be like, listen, I'm so sorry. I was dealing with a lot of depression and dealing with a lot of just issues in my own life, and I felt locked into mine, and then I saw this person being so free, and it made me feel some type of way. So, you know, at some point they do end up self-reflecting. Not everybody, but I mean those that want to. And so sometimes people come around, and if they don't, fuck them, you know.
Yeah, and that's what that book talks about, that everyone's on their own journey and trying to respect that. And like, because oftentimes this is something I had an issue with, that the judgment, that everything's come in stages for me. And the judgment thing is, I think, the most important, because oftentimes what happens is the more educated we get and the more books that I read and the more information I have, I found myself, there was a point where I was actually getting more judgmental. And because I had all this knowledge, and it's like, well, how do this fucking idiot, and like, where it was not serving me, where I was like, man, not everyone's at the same level, and like everyone's on their own journey, and that energy, like being judgmental, like the sooner you could get rid of being judgmental, the more success we will have. And that is something I found. I was like, on little areas that were maybe holding me up, because it's a never ending process, and it's practice. But the judgment thing, it's such a strong negative energy. It could take over other areas of your life, that I found from that book, and having forgiveness and like doing different things where you practice forgiveness techniques from this book. And like, I'm going to have her come on the show, the Gabby Bernstein. I'm going to have her literally work with me on the show on my issues, because I think there's no better way.
But I think that can be very helpful for a great many people. Yeah. And I think I also, like, I'm with you about just the judgment. And I think that's where it goes back to, as I said before, looking at where it's coming from. I mean, judgments are created from ideas, you know, like people have belief systems that are, you know, many times like very fucking stupid and outdated. So I think it's just, or because of society or whatever conditioned make them, you know, made them believe that. So always looking at the source and the reason why certain people believe this way. I think in a lot of times, yeah, it's a compassionate approach. And also saves you from being able to let yourself be dragged into that type of negativity.
Yeah. Well, the book too, it's actually like for me, and it was practicing like, because before, even though I would say like, because I obviously, when I left like WWE, there was a lot of anger and resentment on a lot of different things. And I had held on to that, even though I'd said I'd released it. It was kept coming back. And what happens is you got to keep dealing with it. And there'd be times and let the anger take over, and they would do something else to trigger a negative angry response. And it's that book teaches you, though, to forgive and like the things that you got to do. And you actually start feeling good about it, and it clears your energy, because it's all energy, like you said, at the end of the day. But there's extreme examples, like in the book, of, you know, obviously, and, you know, of somebody's entire family being murdered or something, or on really just extreme situation where a mother that was left alone in with the killer chose forgiveness because she knew that if she didn't, it was going to be with her for the rest of her life. And like where people have over, you actually see examples of what people are able to do, and it's really powerful. And I was like, fuck, if she's able to do that, I could forgive. And it doesn't mean you're stupid and you go back and do like, oh, I'm going to trust this person again. It's that you just let go of it and you look at it and you hold yourself accountable and you say, it is what it is. But you really practice, and they have different techniques in there, but it clears your energy at the end of the day, because holding on to that negative, all it does is eat you up moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. That even goes even in heartbreak and different places. Absolutely. And I think that what we hold on to, why there's so much like, is because it's residual shit, right? There's so much, and there's different layers of that.
Yeah.
So that kind of has to peel away. And I think what it comes down to is just the key word I often tell clients is the acceptance of the situation, of the reality of it, of all the different parts that built it and unraveled it. You know, there's so many layers you need to accept. And so whether that be in any part of your life, I think that's why it takes people so long. And so many people are like, well, it's been years, but there's layers to healing and accepting. So, I mean, that makes sense that it would take time. And I mean, forgiveness, of course, is always important. Forgiveness is about growth, right? That's the more we grow, the more we're able to see things very differently.
You know what, too, and I want your thoughts on this, is because this is something that's helped me tremendously, and I tell people this is kind of a life hack to getting out of a bad situation really quickly and shifting out of the negative energy, and it's not easy.
Okay.
Is and it comes down to accountability, where, and this is, it might sound fucked up in some cases, but I promise you it's the easiest way to fix all our problems is just everything is our fault. If we can accept that, and what happens is it allows us to... You know, I use people this example. It was my choice to go work for WWE. It was my fault. If you can accept that, you can move on from it, and you could plug that into literally any situation. Now, there's more extreme things and where they talk about this, but the quicker you can come to the realization that it's your fault, even if it's not your fault in other people's eyes, because if you can spend your whole life trying to convince the entire world it wasn't your fault. You're stuck in that situation where the result is the result no matter what. But if you go, it's my fault, I take full accountability for it, you justify that however you can. Like I just said, I chose to work for WWE. And then you can move forward and away from the situation. Whereas, like you said, the healing and taking time is because we try to justify things, replay things, convince other people. And I found that if you just take full accountability, and just like, it doesn't even matter, just fuck it, it's my fault. It allows you, though, to go forward. I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I mean, I think there's a lot of truth to that, because everything that we... Is everything necessarily your fault in the sense that you are a horrible human being? Because that's how, in many ways, how it translates to certain people. So I think that's why it's harder to... It's a harder pill to swallow, right?
Yep.
When you say everything is your fault, that sounds so harsh.
I agree.
I think it's more in the understanding of, you know, responsibility, in the sense that we all have to take responsibility for our parts in anything.
Yep.
Many times, you know, if someone treats you a certain way, you know, like if there's certain circumstances, like where even in my past, it was very hard for me to have to see the reality of what I had to be, you know, I was accountable for. And in many ways, I allowed myself to be treated a certain way. It doesn't in any way, shape, or form say that that person's not at fault for what they did or that they should have done it. Absolutely not. But because I chose to not see my value, you know, I allowed certain things to happen in my life. And I hear this time and time again with every person I speak to in different circumstances, all different walks of life, all around the world, different sexual orientations. Everybody has that same thing. Like I realized that, you know, I could have valued myself more and I didn't do that. And there's always a reason for it. So I think that's why when people hear everything's your fault, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I didn't do that. And it doesn't say that you did, that you are not responsible for that other person's action. That other person's responsible for their action.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there is, of course, there's a level where we have to be taught early on, Ryan, how to value ourselves, how to love ourselves, how to communicate, how to protect ourselves, what to know, what right and wrong. You know, we're taught a lot of the wrong things growing up. And like, for example, the amount of people that don't really know what love is, to me, is mind-boggling. And that's why I think I'm so passionate about what I do, to try to help people to better understand that and what is love and what is not. And it's because people see very distorted understanding and images of what it is, and they look for that.
Yeah.
And is it their fault? No, it's not their fault. But because they haven't taken a moment to step away and look at the cycle they're in, that's the part where it's like, you got to take a moment and look in the mirror, honey. You know, you got to stop right now. And you have to say, when is enough enough? And that comes to people in different times, different phases, different places. I mean, shit took me years. Yeah. Holy shit. I mean, you and I talked about this when we met, about how long it took me to claim my life from those thoughts. But at the end of the day, I realized it was my responsibility to break the cycle. I had to do what nobody else can do it. So yes, I do think that what you said is very true. I think it can sound harsh to people to hear that everything is.
Oh, I agree.
Fault.
Yeah.
But I think it's more about the reality check we all have to be looking for in how we can better ourselves and how we can find our happy and how we can turn our past and our hurt and our pain and our sadness into our resurrection and rebirth. Do you know?
Absolutely.
That's what I truly believe.
And my thing too is for people to understand that is because it's the quickest way out of the negative. Because when we stay in that negative and distract ourselves in that moment, no matter how right we can feel that we are and justified that we are, it keeps us in that negative energy. Whereas simply going, nope, my fault, I'm moving on. But sometimes we don't want to move on either because we want to distract ourselves from moving on. And so there's many different levels to this. So my thing is, and like you said too, it comes down to, we've been told a lot of the wrong things, and now we have a lot of distractions with the TVs and the social media and the cell phones and the way the world is set up. There's a lot of things that keep us distracted from learning and evolving and growing that in like people like us that have on that journey, not everyone's like that, unfortunately. And we can't expect them, but it comes from within where you just got to say like, and they always say it being woke or whatever the word, like you just come to a realization where I think it happens, but our generation, I feel like it's happening sooner and sooner where people are like, fuck, we've been lied to for quite a while.
Yeah. I think it's about everybody needs to come to a universal understanding that you cannot control anybody else's thoughts, their actions, or anything. You can only control yourself. I think the sooner everybody gets to that that finish line, the happier we'll all be, because then we won't take it so personal when other people don't react the way we want them to react.
Yep.
And when they don't respond the way we want them to respond, and they always want to see us as the wrong one and pointing the finger or being passive aggressive, the more we realize I can't control you, but I can control how I respond to this.
Absolutely.
And what I decide to make important and a priority in my day and in my life. And toodles, you know, that's kind of like the more we get on that level. And let me tell you, I mean, I still practice that on a daily, and it's especially hard the closer the circle gets, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's always harder to do it to the people closest to you or to the people that you love, whether that be with family or friends or a relationship. So of course, everything is practice, but I think we all should be searching for the finish line where it says we are in control of everything, from our mental well-being to our physical well-being, everything. Yes.
And I know you're a very busy woman, Faiza, and I've taken up 45 minutes of your time today. I don't want to take up much more, but I always ask everyone that comes on, and I feel like you are going to have a great answer. I don't want to build you up. Maybe you don't. But one piece of advice for the listeners. I shouldn't say that, because then it's like, wait, what if you don't have anything?
Just, like, fuck. Wait, hold on. Give me 10 more minutes. Hold on.
One piece of advice to the listeners, if you had to narrow it down, that has helped you the most in your life, what would that be?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are responsible for your happiness. I mean, I think we touched on that in so many ways in this conversation, and that's probably the most important. You are responsible for your own happiness, and everything starts with you. You have to make yourself a priority. I think that there are too many people prioritizing other people, family, friends, expectations, their community, the fucking guy who bags your groceries. You know, it's everybody's living up to expectations that don't serve their growth, that don't serve their ability to discover themselves. And you have to be your own champion, you know? So I think it's about champion for yourself, rally for yourself, be fearless for yourself, and go out and get your fucking dreams, and don't let anybody stop you or stand in your way or let their opinion seep into your purpose, you know? Figure out who you are. That's my ultimate, that will always be my end goal for everybody. Find yourself, be yourself, do what you need to do for yourself.
Absolutely. I love it. You're a no bullshit woman, Faiza. For the people to the on you, if they want to reach out to you or if they're struggling relationship wise, I know you're Inspired and Fabulous on Instagram and Twitter. And are you, how do you pronounce your last name? Is it
Twitter.
Ramuni? I don't want to pronounce this wrong when I do the open for the show.
What?
I don't know how to pronounce your last name. I feel like I've asked you before.
Ramuni.
Ramuni. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't have you roll the R's, even though so many people can pronounce fucking Russian names all the time, but nobody can pronounce Middle Eastern ones.
I'm going to roll it for the intro. Faiza Ramuni. Are you that on YouTube as well?
Instagram, like my Instagram handle is the best way to do it. It's the best platform. I have an amazing platform with amazing people all searching to push and, you know, be advocates for one another. So I definitely say hop onto my Instagram page for sure.
Good deal. Well, Faiza, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to get to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being you. Thank you for doing what you do. I really enjoy your podcast and everything. So keep doing it, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. And guys, we will be right back after these messages. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's the big guy Ryback. And I want to talk to you about Fuel Meals, my personal meal prep service I've been using for years. Meal prep at your doorstep. Fuel Meals at fuelmeals.com has something for everybody. An easy way to eat healthy in this fast-paced life we are all living. Whenever I'm in a pinch, I go to my Fuel Meals and I love it. I love to eat real food, but the fact is I can't cook for every single meal of the day. So Fuel Meals come in handy for me when I need it most, and I think it could help you too. Tell them the big guy sent you and use discount code THEBIGGUY to save 15%. Fuelmeals.com. Feed me more. What's going on, guys? The big guy Ryback here with Feed Me More Nutrition. Check us out on feedmemore.com or Amazon. You can actually save 10% on Feed Me More Nutrition at feedmemore.com with discount code PODCAST10. $1 of every sale on the website goes towards 3Square and feeding the homeless. We have our new fruity cereal, ISO Hungry, our mango candy, Wake Up Unlimited Energy, and our Brain Feed Brain Support. We have supplements for men and women using only stevia and monk fruit, no aspartame, no sucralose, no artificial colors. We have something for everybody, guys. Get hungry, stay hungry, feed me more. You've heard us talk about Real Good Foods before on the podcast and just how much I love their Real Good pizzas and enchiladas. Now Real Good Foods also has their new poppers, which are a super low-carb cross between a chicken nugget and a jalapeno popper. All of their foods are low-carb, grain-free, gluten-free, and keto-friendly. Most items have as low as 3 to 4 grams of carbs per serving. From their chicken crust pizza, enchiladas, cauliflower crust pizzas, snack bite pizzas, and poppers, you can't go wrong with anything from Real Good Foods. All items are available at realgoodfoods.com, on Amazon, and in retail locations all over the country. with a store locator on their website. Save 10% with discount code Ryback off of realgoodfoods.com. Real Good Foods. Feed me more. Welcome back. Big thank you to Faiza for coming on the show. Loved getting to speak with her. And guys, what we're doing moving forward with the show too, just so you know, is, and it has begun, we were taking the wrestling report from Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback, and we're actually going to now, the wrestling report is going to be the Shooting Blanks wrestling report, and we're going to be dropping that on Monday. It's solely going to only be me and with Raj Geary or whoever we have on every week, if Raj can't always be here, to kind of just talk about the week in wrestling. Just straight up wrestling. That's it. No other things. I know there's people that just want the wrestling and the opinions on it and the insight of what I think is going on. So we are going to make it a lot easier. Same channel. You don't got to subscribe to anything else. That will be released on Mondays on this channel. And then the conversation and, you know, the thought of the week, that will be my separate show. And that will be dropping on Thursdays. We're going to try that schedule for a while, so check your phones on that. And as always, on Ryback TV, we will have those separated on there, as well as the wrestling clips as well, just like we always do on that. So the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report is now been created, and it's the same amount of work that I've been doing, essentially. It's just we're making the two shows out of it, and I think it's a good thing with the people are very specific on what they want to listen to. And when they see a 2.5 hour show and it's kind of mixed with everything, it could be confusing. And this way it kind of helps. If you don't want to listen to the conversations with whoever I have on, cool. If you just want the wrestling, well, there it is. And we're going to go on like that. Paying the bills. Big thank you to our sponsors, Real Good Foods. You could save 15%. With Real Good Foods at realgoodfoods.com. Use discount code Ryback to save 15%. They got the cauliflower pizzas, keto pizzas, enchiladas, breakfast sandwiches, jalapeno poppers, bacon wrapped, stuffed chicken breasts. They have it all, folks. And it's good. It good. So good. But check them out. It's depending on what your diet is. I think they have something for everyone on there that there someone will find a reason they can't eat them and they'll let me know, but thank you. Fuel Meals, personal meal prep service, fuelmeals.com. You can save 15% with discount code the big guy. They got signature meals, custom meals. They got chicken steak. They got all the vegetables, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, pastas, fish, quesadillas. They have every sort of meal imaginable over there. They do meal prep for you, so you don't have to do the work. Very affordable. You order your meals. They show up overnight on ice from the shipping dates, and you can bring them to work with you, pop it in the microwave, or when you're at home in a hurry, in a pinch. It definitely makes life easier. The food tastes great. It's fresh, and it will, you know, if you don't have time to meal prep, you don't know how to meal prep, you don't want to have to measure everything out and count your calories, Fuel Meals can be your solution at fuelmeals.com. Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com and Amazon. Everything has been transferred over to the fulfillment supplement company, and we have everything running smoothly and firing on all cylinders now. We are on having our best month we've ever had, so thank you guys very much for all of that. You could save 10% with discount code PODCAST10. And if you're a new customer and you're listening to this show and you've never bought Feed Me More Nutrition, swing over to feedmemore.com. At checkout, use code NEWCUSTOMER, and you could actually get 20% off your order. You could sign up to my weekly news, my weekly message, I guess you could say, in which it's just one message a week. We do not spam you. But we offer exclusive discounts to people that only follow on that weekly message. As well as if you guys sign up and give us your phone number, we will not spam you as well on that. I see it time and time again with companies. I'm just going to simply send you guys a text message occasionally of giving you a big discount for including your phone number. And it's not going to, there's no spamming. It's only discounts only. And you're not going to get page-long text or anything like that of like, hey, it's me, Ryback, guys, blah, blah. Like, I see it with all like a lot of these bigger things, and I instantly unsubscribe it. So, but for signing up and giving us your phone number and trusting us, I am going to trust you by giving you big discounts. And where there'll be days where we throw a 40% code out there or 30%, huge discounts that we don't offer publicly, guys, because quite frankly, it doesn't, the margins are a lot smaller. But as a thank you, that is what we are doing. So if you give us your email and your phone number, and you can see the big guy doesn't lie, and you'll see, oh, he's not spamming us. So that's what we're doing on all of that. But thank you guys very much for everything with Feed Me More Nutrition. And I got my blue cotton candy Finish It right here. They nailed it. We are putting the order in for that. So the Finish It BCAA electrolyte matrix will be raspberry lemonade and cotton candy. We got our cherry Pumpplex City in production. That order was just put in. And they're also working on a grape. We're going to be coming out with a grape flavor on that as well. And we're working on a peanut butter cup, plant-based, low-carb protein. We're trying to get that nailed. That might take a little more time just because it's with a complete amino acid profile and a true low-carb, plant-based protein. That tastes kick-ass. And I'm really eager to get that out eventually. And got a lot of blood. I got a joint supplement I want to do. I got a multivitamin. I got a green supplement. But right now I'm trying to fill in and provide a few more flavors on what we do have with the powders. Ideally, I would like three flavors of each with the Finish It, the ISO Hungry, and we got that with the Wake Up Limited Energy. We have the Mango Candy, Pink Lemonade, Green Apple. So it's we're growing, baby. We're growing. So and it's scaling. So thank you guys for being patient with me of all of this. And it's been, I got to say, it's a good feeling not personally doing orders anymore. I love you guys, but I'm fucking glad not to be doing it anymore. So it's nice just to be marketing and doing stuff and sales come in. And I'm like, oh, I don't have to fill those and go get inventory and carry stuff upstairs and shelve it and keep track of everything and do the orders. And, you know, so. But that's what it takes. You got to do the work if you want the results. And it kept me busy. So I'm very grateful for that. So thank you guys with all of that. Moving on. Thought of the week here, guys. My thought of the week is here from the Forbes Thought of the Day. My thought of the week from the Thought of the Day. this is from Voltaire. Work spares us from three great evils, boredom, vice, and need. Work spares us from three great evils, boredom, vice, and need. And essentially what I'm getting from this is that when we are left with free time, when we don't keep ourselves busy necessarily by maybe not having a deeper meaning, by kind of just living day to day and going with the flow, maybe it's a lot easier for distractions, things like video games or social media, porn, you name it. There's distractions all around us. Maybe hanging around people that aren't good for us, but when we know that, but we're bored. And the word work can be intertwined, can be replaced with just having a goal, having an idea of what you want, having like I said, a sense of deeper meaning, of deeper purpose, of why you wake up every day. Waking up hungry, if you want to wake up hungry, you gotta have stuff to do. You just gotta have one thing to do. You gotta have a reason to live, and you gotta find that, because when you say, "Oh, I don't have a purpose. I don't have anything to live." Well, you got to fucking find one. That's the only way it changes. Like, you have to convince yourself of a story to create a hunger. And you see that with people that are able to achieve massive levels of success and they have this deep drive and motivation. I've always just had this inner hunger and drive inside of me to want to be my best. And don't get me wrong, there's times that I went through my injuries where I had to kill my competitive drive a bit and just focus on getting better. And it was really tough, but I got through it, and I kept myself busy by having a deeper purpose and mission of everything that I'm doing, and helping people and helping myself in the process. And it allowed me, I lost my ability to physically exert myself, which I've made money with my body my entire life. and in my prime walking away from millions of dollars, and it would have been really easy to give up and lose my sense of deeper meaning, my purpose. And instead, I just had to reshuffle things and find a way to keep that hunger going, maybe more with my brain. And as much as I've loved doing both, it was very physical, like I said, and this time I had to shift almost completely to mental. And now I'm able to balance it out a little more as my health has come back and been blessed on that end with the stem cells and all the great people I've had access to that have helped me with rehab and getting myself to a level to do things once again. But when we're just kind of left to ourselves with a lot of free time, and I know this too personally, you tend to make bad decisions of what's best for you. And that could be alcohol, it could be drugs, smoking, chewing tobacco. You do things to distract yourself from focusing on you. And I think, and it's fine, we all go through that at different points, but we have to, there comes a point where you just got to go like, why am I doing this shit? And you got to just look in the mirror and you got to make changes. And you got to get hungry, as I say. And like I said, the way to do that, though, is you got to figure out a deeper sense of meaning, of purpose, of why you live your life, why you wake up every day. And you got to figure that out. You got to create a scenario, and you have to believe it without a shadow of a doubt. Because when you don't, and you just go with the flow, you just become kind of a walking zombie on this planet, and it's not a good thing. And we have a lot of that going on, and there's no judgment, and it happens. It's very easy to fall into, and you got to go out of your way to try, though, and keep yourself busy and in a good way. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about distracting ourselves, and relaxing is a nice luxury, a necessity of life at times, but there's extremes to all of this where it can overtake you and prevent you from your happiness, and we see it all the time on social media of people that are just scrolling all day long, miserable, and it's very addictive, and it takes over your life. So you need to have other things going on for yourself, because when you do, guys, you don't pay attention to that stuff nearly as much when you got other shit going on. When I'm busy and in the weeds and going, I'm not concerned with anything else going on because I'm working, I'm staying busy. So work spares us from three great evils: boredom, vice, and need. Stay busy. All right, let's go ahead and review of the week here as well for Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, a motivational book. Also, guys, if you email in the winner that I choose here, we do have also some Feed Me More Nutrition premium tank tops as well, from small to 2XL. If you'd prefer that over a copy of this amazing book, just let me know on the email, and we can hook you up for leaving a review. And if you guys were trying to get 1,500 reviews this year on a conversation with the Big Guy Ryback, if you could share and like this podcast, just share it with one friend, maybe five, and let's keep this thing growing, because it is done well here. All right, let me... And we have a lot of room to grow. We have 560 ratings. We need 1,500, guys. So I need you to get busy. If you haven't left a rating, come on. I want to give you a book, baby. Signed copy by me. Or a tank top. I'm going to go ahead and let's see here. We are going to go with... All right, I like this. This is a solid review. Justin French 18, Feeding Time, 5 stars. Thank you very much. Wasn't watching wrestling at the time Ryback was in WWE, but ran across him on YouTube and started listening. Really like his point of view on things, and he isn't afraid to give credit when due, but also critiques when needed. Also started using his supplements, best pre-workout on the market that I've tried. No crash after like other products. The protein powder is really good also, doesn't bother your stomach or anything. Hell of a review and a plug for my supplement line. Thank you very much, Justin French 18. You are this week's winner. If you could please email the big guy at feedmemore.com and with your address, a screenshot of your review, and your choice of the Feeding Time book or Wake Up It's Feeding Time or the premium Feed Me More Nutrition tank top available in small through 2XL, and we will get you hooked up on that. And you guys, please continue to leave those reviews. It is greatly appreciated. Plugs wrapping up this week, guys, for all fan mail or for anything for Ryback TV challenges. doing a lot of hot sauces. I've actually had the plutonium number 9 on my food. I had a decent amount and it did not bother me. I've been eating extreme hot sauces, raising my tolerance. The UK Chili Queen is working extensively with me, sending me tinctures and different things to increase my threshold. They are grooming a heat-seeking champion in me. They realized, her Johnny Scoville, the chili head community, has realized that the big guy Ryback has massive potential in this chili-eating world. And people are sending me hot sauces from all around the world now, helping me build my tolerance, building a fire-breathing big guy dragon. As we prepare me for this Mad Dog Plutonium number 9 for the teaspoonful. And we're going to see. But that stuff is radioactive. I've had the other hottest sauces here, guys. And I got a little bit of it on my finger the other day. And I go, shit, because I was wearing gloves and it got through the gloves. And I couldn't believe it. This stuff is, it's thick like tar. And you got to heat it up. And I just took it and I got like a glob of it and put it on my meal and stirred it all in with another hot sauce. And it was hot, don't get me wrong, but it didn't give me any stomach problems. And what I'm doing is slowly increasing my tolerance to digest this stuff because it increases your threshold internally as well. But I washed my hands 4 times and I thought I had it where I was in the clear, and I had to go use the restroom real quick. And man, I tell you, that stuff, it burns. Just touching things, my skin and fire crotch, just anywhere, it stuff is no joke. It terrifies me having it in the house. I'm putting it in a box, all my hot stuff, and keeping it in a cupboard. So for like the dogs and stuff like that stuff, man, I don't like having it in the house, to be honest. It's that hot, but that stuff's not like regular hot sauce. Like that will really screw somebody up. I don't know how those Bell-like brothers put that on the towel on that. Man, he got it in his eyes. Like I can't even imagine that pain. That is, I hope that was all a joke, because that, I'd kill somebody. Just getting it on my skin was bad, so. But anyways, guys, all fan mail, P.O. Box 752740, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Cameo.com/TheBigGuyRyback for personal videos. All appearances or media inquiries, bookthebigguy@yahoo.com. Ryback TV, youtube.com/RybackTV to catch this show. And all the clips that we put up there and all my other videos for YouTube as well. Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, my motivational book here on Amazon, paperback and Kindle formats, audio, Audible as well, read by me. And social media, guys, just follow me. I'm the big guy, Ryback22 on Instagram, Ryback22 on Twitter, and Feed Me More Nutrition Facebook, Ryback247 on Snapchat, the big guy, Ryback22 on TikTok as well. I think we just passed 150,000 on there in like 6 or 7 weeks. So everything is growing. I'm very happy with all of this, guys. And as always, thank you very much for listening. You've just listened to another episode of Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback. Feed me more.
This is Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback. Subscribe, like, rate, comment.